Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host and executive director, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. So on tonight, as we always do, we always open up with prayer. As you all know, for those of you that are familiar with me and are faithfully tuned in, do realize that on tonight, we do not have a man or woman of God that's coming forth bringing the word of God on tonight as far as a form of a message. But I do have a special guest on tonight. Thank you, Jesus. And she is a mighty woman of God. She's going to share some powerful testimonies on tonight. So the word of God lets us know that God shares his glory with no one. So sometimes the Lord allows us to do things differently and move out of the realm of doing things in a formal fashion. So on tonight, we're going to do things a little different on tonight. So the listeners, I'm asking you to stay tuned. You do not want to miss these testimonies. You're going to be blessed by hearing these testimonies. And through hearing these testimonies, you can be blessed, and then you can share these testimonies with others that they can be blessed by them as well. So we always open up with prayer. So I'm asking all listeners, please go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We come once again to give your name praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for who you are, Heavenly Father. We just love you. We bless your name because you're worthy to be praised. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what we hear or think, we know that you're God and you're God all by yourself. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this another day that you have made. We thank you for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us. We're not worthy of it. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. We thank you for his great sacrifice for mankind, that he came down in the form of flesh and a baby. He came down to pay our sin debt with his own blood, a debt that he did not owe, but he knew that it was a debt that we could not pay. So we thank you. I thank you personally, Heavenly Father, for sending your Son, Jesus Christ. He died for us with his own blood. He paid our sin debt with his own blood. But he did not stay dead. He rose on the third day with all power in his hands, with the victory over hell, death, and the grave in his hands. And he is victorious. He's living today, sitting at your right hand, making intercession for the saints of God on tonight. So we thank you for him. We thank you for everything that he's already done, for what he's doing right now in the lives of the saints of your people. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would move by your Spirit on tonight. And we pray, Lord, that if should there be any listener on tonight by way of internet or by way of telephone that's listening on tonight and do not have a personal relationship with your Son, Jesus Christ, who are not saving his name on tonight, it is our hope and our prayer that they would come to know Jesus Christ after hearing these powerful testimonies on tonight. And after hearing the music on tonight, that something would be done, that you would move through them by your Holy Spirit, that they will be able to open their own mouth and surrender and open their mouth and confess their sins to you, Heavenly Father, and ask Jesus Christ, your Son, to come into their hearts and save them. And once they're saved, they will come to know their God purpose. And once they know it, they will walk in it. They will live in it. And they will fulfill the God purpose in the earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come listening to all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. For we know that you are the healer. And we're standing on your word, because the word tells us that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are already healed. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that are in the hour of bereavement right now. I come with a special prayer and a special request on behalf of my bishop, Bishop James A. Jennings, and his entire family, the Jennings family, and the loss and the transitioning of his wife, Patricia D. Jennings, made her transition, and we know that she is resting with you now, because she was saved in your Son Jesus' name. So we just thank you for her life right now, not only her life, but all those that have died in Jesus Christ and they're resting in Jesus now. We ask that you would comfort and strengthen their families as only you can, for we know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we ask that you would just comfort and strengthen them right now. Let them feel your presence, for I am a witness that you are the comforter. Heavenly Father, we just love you on tonight. We, again, ask that you would help us to decrease on tonight, so that you may increase. And we just ask that you will continue to bless all listeners all over the land that tunes in faithfully. Continue to bless them as they continue to be doers of your word is our prayer. We just ask that you would just have your way on tonight. We just love you on tonight. We give your name glory, honor, and praise is our prayer on tonight. And all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well,
amen.
Our spiritual food for thought for tonight, you all know that I always have a spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, if you are honest and sincere, people may deceive you, but be honest and sincere anyway. Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, if you are honest and sincere, people may deceive you, but be honest and sincere anyway. Today is Saturday night, November the 4th, 2017. And yes, once again, you are in tune now to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at alllowercasejames_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. I just want to make sure that I have Sister Kenesha Keller. Are you on the line?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Praise the Lord. I just want to make sure we have your, I thought that was your number. I just wanted to make sure before we move forward. But before I bring Sister Keller on the line, as I said earlier, I'm going to do a music break before we bring her on. But I have an announcement that I would like to make to the listening audience. For those of you that tuned in faithfully, you do know that the Lord has anointed and blessed my youngest sister. She's not only an author of books, but she is a gospel playwright. And she has written a gospel stage play titled Opposite Ends of the Bridge. Once again, the title is Opposite Ends of the Bridge. This is a gospel stage play. It will be taking place on next Saturday, which would be November the 11th at 7 p.m. And the location is going to be at Impact Church. The address is 12844 Elmdale Street in Detroit, Michigan. That's on the east side of Detroit, for those of you that may not be familiar with the area. Again, Impact Church is the location. Again, it will be taking place on next Saturday, November the 11th at 7 p.m. Some of the cast members are well-known, maybe to even you, some of the listeners. We have some of the main characters are evangelist, gospel artist Peggy James. We have gospel artist Eric Dion. We have minister Gerard Brooks. And we also have Pastor Ron Todd. And I think he's a musical artist as well. And then we also have Elder Antonio Allen. These are some of the main cast members in this upcoming gospel stage play. The tickets are available now. You can go to eventbrite.com to purchase your tickets. You can purchase your tickets at God's World Bible Bookstore, which is located on West 7 Mile, which is right across from the old Greater Grace. I think it's the Greater Emmanuel Institutional Church now. But God's World is on West 7 Mile in Detroit. And also tickets will be available at Impact Church. They are available there now, and they will be available at the door. So I just thank God for what he's doing in my younger sister's life. And through this gospel stage play titled Opposite Ends of the Bridge, many marriages, families, relationships, even communities, I even believe the nation, when the Lord gets through with this play, are all going to be mended back together because of this gospel stage play. For such a time as this, we need to get the truth out. And God is using his people to get the word out, even through gospel stage play. So if you can't attend the play, why don't you be a blessing to someone else and purchase a ticket and let them attend, and so that they can be blessed by the gospel stage play if by chance you cannot attend yourself. Well, once again, those are my announcements for today. I thank God for my next guest. This is Sister Kenesha Keller. She's from Detroit, Michigan. She will be coming forth very shortly to share a few testimonies. Again, we're going to do things unusual tonight. We will not be delivering the word of God, but God's word is still going to be delivered through her testimonies. The enemy is going to be horrified even more after hearing these testimonies. And I thank God for this worldwide platform, because I want the worldwide listeners to know that eventually, as I have done in the past, I am going to start opening up the phone lines again, because I thank God for this worldwide platform, and I don't take it lightly. It's not about me. It's not about the men and women of God that come and share God's word. It's about the good news of Jesus Christ. It's about souls being saved. It's about sharing testimonies where souls can be saved, that God will be glorified. That's what it's all about. So I thank God for this worldwide platform, and that I can share it with other people, such as Sister Kenesha Keller, who's going to come forth and share many testimonies on tonight. So stay tuned and be blessed by the testimonies. So right now, we're going to go to our music break. And then following the music break, we're going to get right into this, and we're just going to move out of the way, and we're just going to let God have his way and see and watch God work through these testimonies. And you don't want to miss this. If you have time while the music is playing, if you can call your neighbors, call a friend, or somebody needs to hear this. If it's only one person, someone is going to be blessed by these testimonies. The word of God lets us know that we are to encourage one another in the word of God and through our testimonies. And so that's what we're going to do on tonight. So I'm excited about listening and to hear what she is going to say, because I already know how God works. And I'm sure you listeners who are saved in Jesus' name, you already know, too, how God works. So she's going to give us some more proof as to how God works on tonight. So I'm excited to hear what she's going to say. So right now, we are going to go to our first music break. I give you praise, even through hard trials and tribulations. And God, we know that God brings us out and makes ways of escape for us. We have to give God praise, even when we know that we're being persecuted or falsely accused for things that we are trying to give God praise at all times. So he's worthy to be praised. So enjoy this musical selection. And following this, we're going to come back and get right into these testimonies with Sister Keller.
soul. Yes, sir. Oh, Holy Lamb. Precious Lamb. So much I owe to you, O Lord. You sacrificed your life for me. Give you praise. I give you praise. I will rejoice.
Praise the Lord on tonight. I'm excited about Jesus Christ. He did not have to do what he did for us. He sacrificed his life out of love for God the Father first, and then he realized how angry God was. If you remember the story, God loved mankind so much, but because of sin, God got so angry with man that he said that he even hated, he was so even upset with himself that he even made man. But because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, that's why Jesus came, because he loved God, his Father, and he wanted us to be connected, reconnected back to the Father. And that's the only way that we could be reconnected to God the Father, our Creator, was through his Son, shedding of his blood. So aren't you glad on tonight? And that's why we give God praise on tonight. That's why we give Jesus praise. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy to be praised. Well, I am so excited to bring my guest forward on tonight. Again, tonight she's coming forth with testimonies, not one. And some of you may be a witness, because I know that I could write some books and volumes of the testimonies that I have. And I know that some of the listeners, such as Sister Keller as well, could most likely write volumes of books of just the testimonies alone. So that's what we're going to do tonight. Again, we're not going to come forth with actual men and women of God coming, teaching and bringing the word and messages, but we're going to get God's word and testimonies through Sister Kenesha Keller. Sister Kenesha Keller, we're going to open the lines up. It's already open, but we're going to yield the mic to you right now and just let the Lord move through you as we're going to do tonight. Have your way through her on tonight, Heavenly Father, and that souls will be saved through her testimonies, that backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened through Sister Keller's testimonies, that you will be glorified tonight, that the enemy, Satan, will be even more horrified through these testimonies, that you alone, you get the glory, Lord, through her on tonight. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Sister Keller, I am yielding the mic to you to share your testimonies, but I do want to let you know there's going to be in about 15 minutes, I just wanted you to be aware, and the listeners, in about 15 minutes from now, we're going to take a pause from your testimonies, and then we're going to do another music break. Then we're going to come back and let you complete your testimonies. So I just wanted to let you know that's how we're going to do this tonight, since we're doing things a little different on tonight. So you can start off your testimonies. In about 15 minutes, I'm going to do another music break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to let you conclude with your testimonies. So right now, you can start with your testimonies on tonight. To God be the glory.
God be the glory. I pray tonight that as I'm speaking to you and to your listeners, that I want everybody to understand I'm not boasting, I'm not bragging, nor am I doing it in my way, just in the way of Jesus. And ever since I was a little girl, I was told that you have a call on your life, you have a call on your life, and God is going to use you. And I will always listen to this record by the Williams Brothers. I'm just a nobody trying to tell anybody and everybody about somebody who can change anybody. And my life has not been perfect, nor has it. I went through trials. I went through tribulations. Sometimes it felt like it was raining thunderbolts over my life. But yet, I always use the mechanism. I'm not going to allow what the devil has planned for me to harden my heart on no occasion, because that's not what Jesus would like for me to do. So starting at the age of 10, I learned Jesus and God for myself. Me and my sisters, we were swimming in the pool, and for some reason we went from shallow water to deep water. It's like the deep end of the ocean, and I was the youngest, and seven meant blessing. And I was in about 17 feet of water. I was brain dead. I was in a coma. I had to be airlifted to hospitals and everything. And they were asking my mom to cut me off the cords, allowed me to go. And I guess my mom was just asking anybody, the Catholics, to pray for me, the Baptists, anybody who she can get to pray for her child and to be an intercessor to get my life saved. And God brought me back. Sometimes I wonder, and I know it's just for a certain reason and a season to help people. And even when you're betrayed, just still help people. You'll get it back a hundredfold, just like the Bible says. So speeding up my life, I went into a shelter. I was pregnant. My sister put me in a shelter. And for what the devil meant for evil, God showed me the good of it. I went in the shelter. I stayed. When I got there, I was, Lord Jesus, what am I going to do? I'm pregnant. I'm in a shelter. I don't know nothing about this lifestyle. I don't want to be here. And within, it was like an angel came over and said, don't worry about it. In less than 24 hours, God had blessed me with a house the very next day to call my own home. And me and my daughter, we stayed there for 4 years or so after she was born. A couple years later, something happened, another family engagement. I went back into a shelter in 97. This happened in 93. And when I went into the shelter, it was a woman's abuse shelter. I really got to learn people's stories. It was like I had an ear to hear what they were saying. And I appreciated going to the shelter and getting to know that some people don't put themselves there. A lot of times evil put them there, or just tragedies in their lives. So I went, I think, for 2 weeks, and then my mother died. And so then I went back for unforeseen reasons. By the time I left out, God had blessed me. I think within a couple weeks, I had my Section 8, and I was like, thank you, Jesus, I'll have a roof over my head. And I proceeded. I asked God for a husband, because I didn't want to fornicate. A couple things happened within there. God was telling me, I'm going to get you out of this situation. And I was saying, oh, no, I don't believe in divorce. I don't want a divorce. God moved my husband, and I begged God, bring him back, bring him back. And it's something about when people come back, the demons that they have on their life are even more in their lives. And then I was begging God, take them away, take them away. And although I didn't believe in divorce, God had blessed me throughout the shelters to get really good jobs. I was a high school dropout. I have 2 college degrees now. I work a government job. I have worked in the hospital. I just thank God and I thank Jesus. Because if it says that if you go to his son and ask, and you have faith just as tiny as a mustard seed, God is going to give you an enormous blessing. And for things that we ask for, we may not get them, because 40 years is only 1 hour yet to God. So we might not get them in an instant or a twinkling of the eye like we want them. But yet, when I look at my life today, I worked my government job, and I carried mail. And at that time, I didn't know I was even going to go through a divorce. And I used to go to work, and I would have my mail in my bag, and I would put my headset on, listening to the gospel, and I would just cry. But my clients didn't know that I was crying, and I would just ask God, like, you mean my husband don't want me? And my postmaster don't want me either? And one day, I slipped on black ice, and it seemed like I slid for miles. But when I got back up, it was like all of the heavy burdens of my life had been lifted. And I was thanking Jesus, like, thank you, Jesus, to where Jesus was saying, everything is going to be all right. And it was like in that moment before I fell, weeks before, it was like, pay off all your credit cards. I'm going to pay off all my credit cards. You know how much debt I'm in? I'm in a multitude of debt. I can't pay off all my credit cards. And I paid off all my credit cards as Jesus told me to do. But when I look back at my life, I can give snippets of all my blessings. But Jesus blessed me throughout my entire life. I have a daughter. She's 24. A year into her life, she had to have open-heart surgery. She's had her gallbladder removed. She's had breast surgery. So when I look into my life, I know that I'm completely blessed, even with my ex-husband. He had to have brain surgery. And I know that if it had not been for the blood of Jesus that was on our side, where would we be? Where would we be if God didn't oversee my life and foresee each and everything that has went for me? I thank God, because by grace, if it had not been for grace, where would I be? I met Mr. James Brown in jury duty, and I was just telling, I actually was talking to the people who I was in jury duty with, and he just kind of came over and talked, but I can't think of a day that God hasn't blessed me. Even in my worst of worst times, I can't think of a day that Jesus has not been there for me. Even in my sin, because he blessed the just as well as the unjust. Even if I was backslidden, he's always been in my corner. I can't think of a person that I feel more profound and more trust in than Jesus. The blood of Jesus is all over my life. That's my best friend. He's my father. He's my mother. He's everything that I've lost. And despite it all, I thank God that I asked him. I don't want to be bitter. I don't want to be broken. I want to be a help to a person. I want to help them and be an overcomer, But I don't want to just be a person that has so much hate and hatefulness in them. That, because when you're hurting your heart, it's in the Bible. How can you allow God to come in? But if you give your heart and you do your best, trust and believe, Jesus will win every time, every time. So I pray that my life becomes a blessing to you all. I don't know where God is going to lead this story, because like I said, he's put me in many places for many different reasons. Sometimes I don't even know why. And sometimes I say, Jesus, this is too hard to bear. And then I have to think that nothing is too hard to bear, especially when Jesus is in the midst. So I thank you. I thank you, Mr. James Brown, for allowing me to be a part of your show. And I thank your listeners for listening. And I hope that my life is a complete help and a blessing to each and every last person. And like I said, I know that through the power of God, if we just love one another as neighbors, instead of everybody trying to be against one another. And, you know, I'm finding that even when your neighbor don't love you, if you could just love them, because that's what Jesus died for, our sins. He was ridiculed. And sometimes we feel like it's too hard for us to take being ridiculed. But I thank God for my life. I even when I look back at my mistakes or I look back at my gains, I thank God. I thank Jesus that I know that somewhere he was a part of each and everything. Even when I was at ground zero, I thank God. I thank God. I really do. I have to thank him for the call on my life and for the manifestation of the things in which he does for me. I thank Jesus. I thank Jesus. I adore him. I love him. I don't have a best friend in the world besides him. I can recall when I was a kid just looking in my window, just talking to him like, oh, God, I just love you, Jesus, you know, and I do. I told Mr. Brown, I don't know what exactly your listeners want to know, you know, but I want it to be a blessing, restoration upon your life. I can remember being raped, and I had nobody to call on except the name of Jesus. But by his stripes, I was healed. By his stripes, I made it out alive. I made it out alive, and I made it out to be able to tell the testimony, to tell the story of the grace of God. And that's what I think, that sometimes as Christians, many times we experience quite a bit of pain. But with the healing of Jesus, with the manifestation, we can do everything through Jesus Christ that strengthens us. Everything. I'm a firm believer, if Jesus is in the midst, you cannot fail. There is no veil of which you can fail. So I thank you for each and every day that he has kept me alive. And throughout my homelessness, I make sure that right now I help people. I give back. I taught my daughter to give back. So it's Christmas time. Ordinarily, we just take gifts to the shelters or take gifts to the hospital or take gifts to adoption agencies. Wherever God leads us to give, we just give. And I think that's the joy of Christmas, to be able to give back. As I said, I was homeless. And I was homeless 3 times. And I just thank God that when I look at my life now, he's allowed me to purchase 2 homes. One home I had, I was on a 16-year mortgage. And God allowed that home to be paid off 2 years ago. And a couple months ago, he allowed me to purchase another home. And it was a Building Detroit house. So that house was cashed out. I thank God for that. I thank Jesus. And although when I bought the house, it had a hot water tank, a furnace, a new roof. The bank had gave it back to the city of Detroit. And just a couple of weeks ago, trials and tribulations came, and someone went in and stole the furnace and stole the hot water tank and stole the lighting fixtures that I bought and everything that I bought. I had pictures of it, so you have to send to the compliance once a month. And they stole everything, and I really wanted to break down and cry. And I tried to form them tears and cry and wept my eyes, and Jesus said, no pity parties. And I thank God that little by little it's coming back 100-fold. And I just thank God for, by his grace. If it had not been for his grace, because the procedure still will be done, it may take a little longer to get there, but I just thank Jesus that I know that he is in the midst. I thank God for sending wonderful people into my life. I used to wonder when I was a kid, as an adult, if I help all these people, where's my help going to come from? Where's my this going to come from? And I just noticed that the people you help may not never help you, but God has special angels surrounding you. And sometimes I get helped by people I've never known in a day of my life. I went to the grocery store, and I guess a lady was paying it forward, and she bought my groceries. So I think that was from Jesus. I think that was my blessing. But I know
Sister
that.
Sister Keller, I didn't mean it. I want to interject to something right there, because that's exactly how I feel, and I know that some listeners may be feeling the same way, just what you just said. When you try to be pleasing to God, and this is, I'm just attaching on to what you just said. When you're trying to be pleasing to God, sometimes, and you see other people being blessed all around you, and you know you're being faithful, and you sometimes the flesh, not saying that you're not saved, but sometimes the flesh get in the way. We start questioning, yeah, hey, wait a minute, Lord, wait a minute. I've been faithful all my life. I've been faithful to you all these years. Everybody's getting blessed all around me, and they're not as faithful as I am. And what about me? What's up with that? Don't worry about it. Like you said, God has not forgotten about you. And another thing, which is true, what you just said, in most cases, not some cases, in most cases, the people that you help the most and the people that you turn around and be a blessing to, in most cases, they are not the ones that he's going to use to be a blessing to you. So like you said, sometimes he sends angels, unexpected angels, he'll send them your way just in the nick of time, just when you need them to be there most, because he always knows when we need help and where we are. So he knows his children, and I thank God that he is not like man. I thank God for you, and that's something else I wanted to say to you. God, it was a divine connection. It was meant for me and you to be in that certain place at that certain time for me to pick up on your conversation. That's how the Lord works. I'm just verifying and confirming some things. I think I mentioned it to you in the jury while we was at on lunch break at the courthouse. I was not even in the conversation, but I heard the conversation, and that made me move out of my seat and come over to you and tell you about this ministry and this worldwide show. But what you have done on tonight, and that's why I was letting the listeners know up front that they are they're familiar and used to hearing somebody come and preach or teach the word of God. But what you're doing now, you are really ministering to people through the sharing of your testimonies. So that's a ministry. So don't ever stop doing what you're doing. God is using you. That is one of your God purposes in life. You may have other God purposes. Some people have one gift or one talent. Some he gives 5 or 10 or even more. But when we recognize what our gifts or talents are, and when we know that we are to be a blessing to people, not only save people, but to people that are not saved and do not know Jesus Christ as well, He said we have to love one another as he loved us. So what you're doing, as you share your testimonies wherever you go, and that's what I like, that's what made me come over to your table at the lunchtime at the courthouse. It's called holy boldness. That's what you have. You have such an anointing on you. You are one of those who have a discerning spirits. And I'm not prophesying because I'm not a prophet. I'm just telling you what the Lord is telling me to tell you as we speak over the airways so that someone else can be blessed by what they're hearing on tonight. That's what you are. And other people that are listening now, you may not be a pastor. Like, I'm not a pastor. I am a musician. I do play organ and piano. I do sing. I'm an author of books. I have this radio program. I do send books and stuff to prison. I have a prison ministry. So I'm not bragging or boasting, just like she said at the beginning of her testimonies. When you know that it was God that had kept you, and you know that God is still keeping you, and you know that you should have been dead and gone, or you should have lost your mind because of the things you've been through, even as a Christian, and you know how people have treated you because of hate and envy or jealousy or whatever the case may be, you got to stand your ground. You got to stand on the word of God, and you got to continue to pray and ask the Lord, help me, Jesus, because I cannot make it without you, because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And that's what he wants us to do, to stand on his word. First of all, you have to get the word in you. You got to get to know Jesus Christ. You got to be saved in his name. Then you get in a church where they're teaching and preaching Jesus Christ. And then you learn about Jesus Christ. Then your faith level increases. Then when the Lord opens doors for you and blesses you, make ways out of escape for you when you get in trouble or cause things to come on your own life that God had nothing to do with and you want to blame it on the enemy. No, sometimes we bring things on ourselves and we just have to be honest with ourselves. So that's why I thank God for this book and the title of my video show. Are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God? Because sometimes, again, sometimes we can be Christians and we can love God and we can be doing God's work, but sometimes we can be a liability to the kingdom of God. How? I'm going to give you a good example. Sometimes we can have the wrong motives, or sometimes our attitudes can be nasty or wrong, or we just got up and had our day started off bad, and even though we know we're saved, we allow the enemy to get in our flesh. And that's what we as Christians need to learn how to do. When we see people acting a fool and acting crazy, whether it's a person that's saved or not saved, what you need to do, how you know the word of God tells us, you don't look at the person, even though you see them acting a fool, you see them talking crazy, you're looking at them, they're looking at you. But what you have to do as a Christian, you look beyond the person through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lets you know it's not the person, it's the enemy that's working through them. So that's what the enemy does. He works through people just like God. The enemy has power, but his power is limited. God has power. God has all power. So when you know that you are seeing or you're looking at somebody in your family, that you love, they may not be a family member, they may be a coworker or a neighbor or anybody, a church member, and they are doing things that are unusual and you know it's not of God, don't look at them. You pray for them, and you intercede on their behalf. And then you are being a doer of God's word. You're becoming an asset to the kingdom of God. So that's what you are on tonight, Sister Keller, Kanisha Keller. You are an asset to the kingdom of God. When you go out, wherever you are, you continue to stand on you and use that holy boldness that God has ordained and anointed you with. Holy boldness. Don't ever be afraid to share your testimonies. Let somebody else know what God has done for you, because the same thing that he's brought you through, someone else needs to know that he did it for you, and guess what? He can do it for me too. So that's why the Lord tells us he shares his glory with no one. So, and it's a shame that we have Christians that they know God has blessed them. He's healed their bodies. He has saved their loved ones' souls or whatever the case may be, and you sit down on your testimonies and you hold it and you keep it to yourself. God gets no glory out of that. People are not being blessed by that. People's faith are not being increased by that when you sit down and do not open your mouth and tell people what God has done for you. So I thank God for you, Sister Keller, on tonight. And God is going to use you even more. He's going to open some more doors for you because of your faithfulness. You did not have to come on this platform and share your testimonies on tonight. But when I came to you and approached you at the courthouse, you, even though I approached you, you did not know me. I did not know you. But I was just being led by the Spirit. And I thank God for you being, for your obedience and being faithful to keep your word and keep your promise. So on tonight, know that somebody around the world has heard your different testimonies. Someone on tonight has been affected by what they heard from you, Sister Keller, on tonight. Someone is going to be able to have their faith increased on tonight by hearing your testimonies, Sister Keller. Someone is going to be saved knowing that they can put their faith and their trust in God, because he's not man. He's not like man. He cannot lie. God cannot change. He cannot fail, and he cannot lie. So I thank God for who he is, and I thank God for such a woman of God such as you, Sister Keller, on tonight. So you continue to stand on the wall, continue to stand in your holy boldness, and let God continue to use you. Right now I'm going to do a real quick music break. Sister Keller, do not hang up. I want to give you some closing remarks, a chance to give up some closing remarks before we end tonight's program. But I'm going to do a real quick short music break right now. Worth Living. Aren't you grateful tonight? I am so grateful that Jesus thought that our life was worth living, that he sacrificed his own life for us, that we could be redeemed back to God, our Heavenly Father. And this I want to say right here. I want to put a pin right there. For those of you that do not know, may have been misinformed, bamboozled by the enemy, God is not everyone's father. I'm going to say that again. Someone may be scratching their head. What did he just say? That's what I said. God is not everyone's father. However, God is everyone's creator. The only time that God is going to hear a sinner's prayer, if you are listening on tonight, if you know that you're not saved in Jesus' name, if you have not opened your mouth, your own mouth, not your mother's or your pastor's or your sister's or friend's mouth, but your own mouth, and ask Jesus Christ to come in and save you, then once you do that, ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and save you and mean it from your heart, because he knows if you're praying or not. He knows if you're sincere. And once you do that, he's coming in. And then once you're saved in his name, then God becomes your father. Then when you pray, because the word of God tells us he hears the prayers of the righteous. So when you're saved in Jesus' name and you pray, he said he would give us the desires of our hearts, and he answers the prayers of the righteous, those that are saved in his son Jesus' name. So tonight I just wanted to clarify that for someone that may be still confused on tonight. They think that God is everyone's father. No, God is not. I'm not fussing. I just want to get understanding. The word of God says, out of all of thy getting, get understanding. And he said his people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So I just wanted to make sure that I'm trying to do everything that I can to make sure that I do my part when I stand before God. And he had let me know that you did everything in your power to let people know what it takes to be saved in my son Jesus' name. So right now we're going to enjoy this short music break, Worth Living. And then we're going to come back in with a conclusion with Sister Kenesha Keller.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life, so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I can tell everyone I know.
You thought I was worth saving,
you thought I was to die for.
Praise the Lord on tonight. So, Sister Keller on tonight, that's what you're doing on tonight. You are being a doer of God's word on tonight because you realize and you know the power of prayer. You know without a doubt, just like the listeners on tonight, just like I know for myself personally, what the power of prayer can do. And when you put your faith and trust in God, no matter what it looks like, no matter how hard it looks, no matter how it feels, and you hear the enemy telling you to throw in the towel and give up and don't trust God, you continue to stand on the word of God. And what you're doing, again, you are being a faithful doer of God's word when you go out and you share your testimonies in holy boldness. Because believe it or not, just like I overheard your conversation, believe it or not, someone that's not saved, whether they're saved, then we have some people that are saved that have walked away from God and they're out of relationship and fellowship with God. Don't you realize that people are sitting around you, whether it's on your job, in your neighborhood, wherever you go, people are listening and words have power. So that's why it's so important that you keep on sharing your testimonies. Don't be afraid. And don't be afraid about the looks on people's faces when they hear your testimonies and say, oh, she didn't go through that. She's just making it up. You continue to tell your story. Because every time you tell your story, God gets more glorified through it. And he just keep on sending blessings your way. The more you tell your story and your testimonies, the more he's going to bless you. I'm a witness, and I know that other people that are listening on tonight, they can verify. They are witnesses, too. The more you stand up for God, the more he'll stand up for you. So you continue to be a blessing to the body of Christ, and that God will be glorified through you. Sister Keller, before I release you on tonight, is there anything else that you would like to say in closing on tonight to my listeners?
Yes, I just hope and pray that everything that I shared has been a blessing to each and every person. And with your last record, because I hear a lot through music and sound, so through your last record, I love that record where that's me in a nutshell. God thought I was worth saving. So he sacrificed my life throughout my entire life. If it had not been for Jesus, who was on my side, where would I be? If it had not been for the Lord to be my overseer, I lost both of my parents by the time that I was 25. But yet, 20 years later, I haven't arrived, but I've made it. And I made it through the grace of God. I made it through the transitioning of the Holy Spirit, and for God and Jesus being the blood that's over my life. And I just thank God. I thank God for the manifestation. I thank God for knowing that he is the King of Kings. He is Alpha and Omega. He is the Lord of all lords. And every knee shall bow before the name of Jesus. The enemy thinks that he's winning with all of this turmoil going on in the world. But yet, would a few good men and women of God, the enemy is not winning. We have not been defeated. We can stand by and say, thank you, Jesus, anywhere in any planet, in any bathroom. We can do neology. Right. That's sitting on your knees and praying. And if that's not working out for you, try the threshing floor. Go into your own prayer closet and stretch your body out before God and say, Jesus, I need a change. I need a change in my life first, and then I could be a change to make a difference.
You transformed by the renewing of your mind. It starts in the mind. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then that's could be the transitioning to help another person to make it on
their
way.
Amen. That's it right
there.
That's right. We are our brother and sister's keepers. That's not what I said. That's what the word of God says. We are our brother and sister's keeper. So whenever we have an opportunity, just like you said, whenever we have an opportunity to share God's word, that's exactly what we are supposed to do, because we're going to stand before God one day and give an account. When you had an opportunity to be a witness for me, what did you do?
Absolutely.
So I want to stress something, what you just said. Sister Tim, I just want to say something real quick. I didn't mean to cut you off. You said something very important, and I think I need to say something about when you said every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess. That is the word of God. That is exactly what the word of God says. Now, this is something else that the enemy is using. People are being confused and misled by that scripture. When it says that every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, yes, that's true. But what he's talking about right there, He's talking about, excuse me, every person that had breath in their bodies, if you had an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as his son and open your mouth and confess him and accept Jesus Christ in your life as his son and believe that he died for you and that he rose for you, and if you did not do that while you had breath in your bodies, if you happen to die before you did that and you did not accept his son Jesus, that's what he's, those are the people, those are the ones that's going to be bowing and going to admit and confess before Jesus Christ is Lord, that he is Lord, before they go to hell and spend eternity with Satan, the enemy. Because the reason why I say that is because we who are saved and have accepted Jesus Christ, while blood is still running warm on our bodies, we open our own mouths just like we're living today, and we are saved in Jesus' name. We've already confessed that he's Lord. We are already living. We are living epistles. We are living examples. So what we're trying to be is Christ-like every day, that people can see more and more of Jesus through us, because he's not here in the physical, in the flesh, but we are. So we're his representatives, his ambassadors, his servants. So it goes back to, for those of people, God forbid, if you're not saved in the day of judgment, you're the one that the word of God is talking about that's going to be bowing and going to admit that Jesus Christ is God's son again. Then you're going to be cast into the lake of fire with the enemy, Satan, and all of his imps and angels, anybody that is against God that did not accept Jesus Christ as his son. That's what that means. So I just wanted to clarify that so that for someone that may be confused on tonight, they need to know that. So Sister Keller, I thank God for you. I thank God for allowing you and I to connect. It is, I'm going to say something kind of funny. Not that I was being nosy, but I heard you all mention, you were mentioning Jesus in your conversation about how good God is. That's what made my ears perk up. That's what made me come over to the table and start talking to you. So that's how God does. That's how he works. And like you said, God is so amazing, and and we haven't seen nothing yet. The best is still yet to come. For those that are being doers of God's word, all over the land, whether you're a pastor or a prophet, whether or you're just a lay member or a person that goes to church and do not fit into an auxiliary, you just go there as a bench member, but you're faithful to God, you're committed and dedicated to God, and you're being a doer of his word, you continue to do what God called you to do, continue to fulfill your God purpose, just like Sister Kenesha Keller has done on tonight. God is so pleased with you on tonight. I am so excited, Sister Keller, on tonight. You just don't know how excited I am that you was able to come forth and share some power. I know you probably could have said more, but Lord be willing, he will allow that time to come again where we can have you back on again so you can share some more testimonies. So I just want to say thank you. Continue to stay on the wall. Continue to be the vessel that God has called you to be. Continue to be that light that draws people to Jesus Christ through you, that their faith will be increased as you continue to share your testimonies, that God will be glorified. So I thank God for the connection that you and I was able to meet, and you have come forth and you have shared your testimonies. And now, after sharing your testimonies to the worldwide listeners on tonight, you stand back and watch God work and do great and mightier things for you and your family, and watch God continue to be faithful and do what he said he's going to do in your life, that you will even have more testimonies, that he's going to be glorified even more through you. And I'm just declaring that for you right now in Jesus' name. So I thank you, and continue to be blessed of the Lord. Continue to keep that kind, compassionate spirit that you have, and continue to allow God to use you, Sister Keller. So know that you are a blessed woman of God, and again, you haven't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come to you. Well, as tonight, that's been my special guest on tonight, Sister Keller, Kenesha Keller. She shared some testimonies, powerful, anointed testimonies that I know that people were blessed by. I know that I was as well. So right now, we've come to the close of our service on tonight, our ministry. We're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, is in the name of Jesus. Once again, to say thank you for who you are. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the life of Sister Kenesha Keller. Heavenly Father, continue to lead and guide her. Continue to transform her by the renewal of her mind. Continue to bless her in the works of her hands. Continue to cover her and her family in the blood of Jesus Christ. Continue to allow her to use and stand on her holy boldness, that she would share her testimonies even more, that you would be glorified even more through her and her life, is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we just give your name praise, glory, and honor. We pray now that you would move by your spirit even right now on tomorrow, and every door that's going to be open in Jesus' name all over the land, moved by your spirit through each vessel that's going to bring your word, that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, do not forget tonight to set the clocks back 1 hour. You need to set the clocks back 1 hour for those that are listening that are still on the line. Don't forget to set the clocks back 1 hour tonight before you go to bed. Well, until the next time, know that I love you. God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Good night. Amen.
Good night.